Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Chapter 226, the merit of fasting and other acts of worship in the first 10 days of the Hijjah. Ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu qala qala Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ma min ayamin al-amal as-salihu fiha habbu ila Allah min hadhihi al-ayam ya'ni ayam al-ashr. قالوا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله قال ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بنفسه وماله فلم يرجع من ذلك بشيء رواه البخاري. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنهما narrates that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم said, there are no days in which good deeds are more beloved to Allah سبحانه وتعالى than in these days. That is the first 10 days of the Hijjah. The companions of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala asked, O Messenger of Allah, so not even jihad in the cause of Allah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, not even jihad in the cause of Allah except for the person who goes personally for jihad with his wealth and returns with neither of the two, yani with himself, yani he's martyr, shaheed, and does not return with his life nor with his wealth. عن ابن عباس رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله ما من أيام أفضل عند الله ولا العمل فيهن أحب إلى الله عز وجل من هذه الأيام العشر فأكثروا فيهن من التهليل والتكبير فإنها أيام التهليل والتكبير وذكر الله وإن صيام يوم منها يعدل صيام سنة والعمل فيهن يضاعف 700 ضعف. عبد الله بن عباس رضي الله عنه Messenger of Allah said that no day is more greater afdal in the sight of Allah, and nor is deed more beloved to Allah than in these 10 days. In abundance to tahleel in la ilaha illallah wa takbir and Allahu Akbar. Indeed, these are the days of tahleel, takbir, in remembrance of Allah. Tahleel, la ilaha illallah. Takbir, Allah Akbar, in remembrance of Allah. Indeed, fasting of a day is equal to a year's fasting. And deeds are multiplied 700 times more. An Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qala, ma min ayyamin a'zamu inda Allah wa la ahabbu ilayhi min 'amalin fihinna min hadhihi al-ayyam ayyam al-'ashr fa'kthiru fiha at-tahmid wat-tahleel wat-takbir. Ahmad rawahu Ahmad. Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no days is more a'zam, meaning greater in the sight of Allah and more beloved in the sight of Allah, that deeds are done in the days than in these 10 days. In abundance to tahmid, alhamdulillah, tahleel, la ilaha illallah, takbir, Allahu Akbar. And Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala, ما من أيام من أيام الدنيا العمل فيها أحب إلى الله تعالى أن يتعبد له فيها من أيام العشر يعدل صيام كل يوم منها بصيام السنة وقيام كل ليلة بقيام ليلة القدر. هذا أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said that in the days of the day of the dunya, the world, no days are more beloved to Allah سبحانه وتعالى that worship be done in them than in these 10 days. A day's fasting is equal to a year's fasting, and a night of worship is equal to Laylatul Qadr. And the last, and بعض أزواج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يصوم لتسعة ذي الحجة ويوم عاشوراء وثلاثة أيام من كل شهر والاثنين من الشهر الخميس. That narrated from some wives of Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, from some of our mothers رضي الله تعالى عنهن, Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم used to fast 9 days of the Hijjah, Yawmi Ashura, and the 3 days of every month, and Mondays and Thursdays. So these are the most blessed days. Allah takes an oath in Azir قال الفجر عن ابن الناس عن ابن عباس والفجر قال الفجر النهار وليال عش قال العش الأضحى 10 days في ذي الحجة هل في ذلك قسم الذي حج أي الذي حج 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 another قراءة could be حج حج the 10 days so isn't there oath in these 10 days. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes an oath of these 10 days tonight, and then Allah takes an oath by the odd and even, any 9th and 10th of this. So these are the days, the greatest 10 days in the year, greater than Ramadan too. People don't know that even greater than Ramadan, like the month of Ramadan is greater, but the days of ibadah done in this, ayyata'abada fiha, ayyahabba ilallah, a'azam ilallah, afzal, a'azam, ahab. The war should be done in these days. So these 10 days are very blessed, much as time. And the best way to gain the most benefit is the person is in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So much as you can stay in the masjid, or a certain maghrib, try to spend in the masjid, or spend more time in the masjid. So reading Quran, tasbih, tahmeed, subhanallah, walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, read salat al-tasbih, read the mukhtasar briefs, salat al-tasbih that I taught, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, akbar. 10 times before, and do zikrullah, and we'll be doing Allahu Akbar, Allahu la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, alhamdulillah, from the 9th to the 13th. So these are days, do much as you can. So even for the Hujjaj Kiram, and even for the whole Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, these are the most 10 precious days. So make use of them, starting, we've already started the month of Zulhijjah. Allah enable us, and the whole Ummah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to do such deeds which bring down good decisions for the whole makhluk and especially for the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah take us to Haramain Sharifain zadahum Allah sharafan wa mahabatan wa takreeman wa ta'zeeman again and again with afiyah. Allah open up the doors for us to get to Haramain Sharifain. Allah accept all the hujjaj kirams hajj that are going to do hajj this year, very less, but they will be doing some, the locals there. Make dua that Allah protects Haramain Sharifain. Allah takes us all. Well, I'm sure.